This email arrived. My partner Peter Gray and I, and our dog Maddie, have been in the USA living on a boat and cruising its east coast in preparation for travelling the Great Loop. This email was from Julie Parker. This loop, continues Julie, is an approximately 9,000 kilometre journey on a motor yacht, our motor yacht, encompassing the east coast waterways of the US, the Erie Canal, the Great Lakes, into Canada, and down through the American Midwest. Nearing retirement age, we felt we needed a big adventure before health or other circumstances prevent us. Peter is a sailor of many years' experience. I have almost none. And Maddie is used to being unconfined on our small farm in Northland, so the experience is a huge change for us. Wow. Julie Parker and Peter Gray, kia ora korua from New Zealand.
Hello.
Where are you right now?
Shall I do that?
Yes.
Okay, so we are in Georgia, the southern end of Georgia. We're anchored just off an island called Cumberland Island, which is a state park.
How far are you into the loop, as it's called?
We're about 2 weeks into our loop. We started our loop in Florida, about halfway up, a place called
Vero Beach.
And then, so we're heading north.
You're heading north. And you can do the loop both ways. Can you just explain that for us, the two ways of doing it and where you actually go to and go through?
Yes, you can go anti-clockwise. Most people go anti-clockwise because it suits going down the Mississippi. We're going north up something called the Intracoastal Waterway on the Atlantic side of America. And we head up north till we get to sort of Virginia. And then we jump out into the Atlantic and we go up to New York. And then from New York, we go up the Hudson River and we're going to the St. Lawrence Seaway in Canada.
And then across the Great Lakes.
Yes. Yes, and then down to Chicago and then into the Mississippi River.
What a journey. And right down the Mississippi. What's the finishing line?
The finishing line for us is where we started. That completes the loop. So it'll be in Florida on the East Coast. And so we have to go down from Mobile. We'll go down around the outside through the Panhandle and back up to where we started, and that we'll call that our complete loop.
How long will it take? I saw someone once took 12 years to do it.
Yeah, we haven't got that long.
No, we're thinking that we will probably try and finish around Christmas time, January next year. Not sure. I mean, it's flexible, really. So it very much depends on the weather. It depends on whether the boat breaks down. Depends on a lot of things. But basically, we're looking at probably another 9 or 10 months.
Yeah. Mm.
While I think of it, who's looking after your small farm in Mangatarato?
We rented it out to give us a bit of income while we were here.
Great, great idea. Okay, nuts and bolts. Where did you buy the boat and what's she called, please?
We bought the boat in Georgia, just pretty much exactly where we are, in a place called St. Mary's. And the boat is called Plenty now. And it was called something else, but we changed the name.
You don't change the names on boats, do you?
Oh, you do it all the time over here.
Yeah. Okay. And how long is Plenty?
Plenty is 45 feet long, 14 feet wide, and 3.5 feet deep.
Right. I was going to ask you about the draft, because you must go through some fairly shallow passages, yeah?
Oh, we do. when we first left Georgia, our first day, we were traversing the St. Mary's River, and we hit a sandbar. We didn't hit it, but we got stuck on a sandbar, and we had to just wait until the tide went completely out, then came completely back in again before we could float off. And while we were sitting there, we were watching alligators sitting on the on the edge of the river, just waiting for us to think about going in for a swim or trying to go ashore for a walk. But it taught us that that some of the waterways are really shallow and we have to be really careful.
Tell us about life on board Plenty. You have everything you need.
We do. Oh, we have everything we need. Plenty is very well equipped. I suppose we think of it as a floating RV, pretty much. It's got a full galley. It's got complete with a fridge and freezer and a full oven and a microwave. It's got two showers, two toilets. It's got three cabins, one of which we use as a little office.
Washington.
We have a washer dryer on board, so we can do our laundry while we're going. And we've
Fantastic.
got various spaces on the boat that we can retreat to if we get a bit irritated with each other.
What do you need to be ready for, do you think?
Certainly one of the first things, the most important things to me is Maddie is being sure that she's not going to fall off the boat, and if she does, how are we going to get her back on board? That's one of the biggest things for me.
She's
What
pretty
about you?
seawise, though, isn't she? By now?
Oh, she is, and actually she's quite good on the boat. I used to think that she would jump in at any moment, but she doesn't at all. If anything, we've actually been swimming sometimes in the rivers and invited her in with us, and she won't get in. So I think we're fairly safe on that point. But and when it's rough, she tends to find a place that she feels comfortable, and she just stays there. She doesn't wander about the boat. So she's pretty boat wise now.
Okay, when she saw the alligators, she didn't think, "Oh, I'll go and investigate them, have a bit of a play."
No, thank goodness. I was well, probably because I was freaking out about it, so she was probably thinking there's clearly something that I shouldn't be going over to investigate.
What sort of a dog is Maddie, out of interest?
She is a border collie cross hunterway.
So she'll need a bit of exercise. I guess you can pull up whenever you feel like it, can you, and go for a stroll?
Yeah, most of the anchorages that we try to go to, like we anchor every night, and so we look for ones that have got a boat ramp or a nice long beach or something. And so, we just pull up and take her for a walk, and Julie has a nice walk in the bush or the reserve or whatever, and then we come home.
Yes, because we have a dinghy. So we have a dinghy which is an absolute essential for us because we anchor out most of the time. So we need that to ferry backwards and forwards. And unfortunately, Maddie is a dog, unlike some others, that hasn't managed to work out that she is allowed to go to the toilet on the boat in a specific dog toilet, which we have on board, which is just a piece of fake grass in a tray. But she doesn't like it. She won't use it. So we have to take her ashore twice a day if we can.
Right. Complications. But Peter, you know your way around sailing, obviously, and know your way around boats. Have you always, the both of you, just wanted to do this? Or is it, did you read about it recently and decide what the heck, we'll do it?
Yeah, I think we were sort of looking for something that we could do as a bit of an adventure before we got realistically too old. And this sort of popped up out of the ether, so to speak, and we started thinking, well, that could be quite good fun.
Where do both of you hail from originally, by the way?
Well, I'm a mainlander and pretty proud of it.
And I'm from the UK originally.
And what have you both been doing up in Northland prior to this magnificent adventure?
Well, I am a self-employed midwife up in Northland and love it, absolutely love it. We feel as if we're in pre-retirement on our trip rather than actual retirement. But having said that, I don't know quite how I'll feel about it when we return, but that's what I do.
Yeah, and I've got a small contracting business with a truck and a grader and bits and bobs, and I work on the farm and do a little bit of contracting.
Yeah, you sound very handy. Speaking of that, Peter, could anybody do what you and Julie are doing, or do you need quite a bit of seamanship? Do you need to know the craft?
I think you would need a certain amount of seamanship, except that there seems to be a lot of people on the loop who don't appear to know anything, and that we've sort of read about. But and a lot of people, they would just pay someone to do everything that I do, like oil changes and fix things and that kind of stuff. So
Yeah.
yeah, either way, I think you could do it.
people do do it with next to no experience at all.
And along the way, in some ways, you're normal people. You have to, in terms of, you know, sightseeing and such, you pay your way for most things we'd have to pay for on a trip. And you stop where you like and see what you want to see, yeah?
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah.
When you're moored up somewhere, so you go for, you explore, you take the dog for walks. What else do you do in your free time when you're, you know, on board and maybe the weather's not so good, you're not heading anywhere? What do you actually, how do you entertain yourselves?
Well, we listen to the new national radio and there's this really good, program on Sunday morning with Jim Moore on it. That's one of the things we enjoy.
Yeah, I heard he's got very interesting guests.
Yes, fascinating what they people get up. And we read books and we watch a bit of TV and I pot around fixing things that don't really need fixing. And
we pot around fixing things that do need fixing. And I do lots of cooking. I really enjoy cooking. So if we're having a quiet moment, then I'll bake some bread, kind of thing.
Are you missing anything so far about the landlubber life in New Zealand? What are you missing?
It's things like food, isn't it?
It is really, yeah. Have you heard of Real Town Pies, Jim? They're fantastic, Manga Tirodo. It's one of the things I'm missing. Americans don't have pies like we have pies, and it's just one of those things that you kind of get used to eating over a whole lifetime and to suddenly not have them.
I know.
And we are missing Marmite and Whittaker's chocolate, aren't we?
Because you've been on board for a while now, haven't you? You've been warming up on Plenty, that's right.
Yes, we've been here a year, really, almost.
Almost a year, yeah. Yeah, we've been up to the Chesapeake already and done a cruising up there. We've also been up the Potomac to Washington, D.C., and we've recently come back from the winter in the Bahamas, which has been lovely.
I bet it has. Of all the sights you've seen so far on the water or on the land, Julie, what have been the most memorable for the two of you?
The dolphins, the manatees, seeing alligators, which has been a bit freaky, but it was fun. Sharks. And once we saw a bear swimming across the river, which is really bizarre.
Is the boat called Plenty because she cost plenty or because there's plenty of boat?
Ooh.
Both, really. She's plenty big enough and she was plenty expensive enough. And, yeah, it's plenty comfortable enough.
And it's plenty for us. Yeah, plenty for us. Yeah.
Peter Gray and Julie Parker are talking to us on board the very fine boat Plenty and beginning to cruise the loop in America, 9,000 kilometres of waterway. So you miss Marmite. What American food, by the way, would you advise staying away from? Is there any food that tastes better than ours as well?
Staying away from? Oh, I know the one that I'd stay away from. The only thing we've tried that I didn't like at all was something called Hush Puppies. Wonderful name, absolutely wonderful name. But not a fan. They're mostly from the southern states and they're deep fried balls of cornmeal based batter, which it's usually used as a side dish. And I just didn't particularly like them.
And grits. Yeah. I don't have grits.
Oh, yeah, grits. They weren't great either. No.
I've read about it so often in books and I've forgotten what grits are, actually.
Again, it's like a sort of pasty cornmeal. It's a bit like a polenta, but not as nice as polenta. But anyway, some people really like it. Obviously, a lot of people here like it, but we didn't.
What are you looking forward to most? You know, when you mapped out the journey, what seemed most exciting and intrepid to you, Julie?
I think for me, initially, are things like being in our own vessel, cruising below the Statue of Liberty and being able to boat right through the centre of Chicago. Yeah. You know, these are things that I just thought, well, gosh, I didn't imagine for one moment that they were things that I might ever do. So those probably were the things that stood out for me at the beginning. It has changed now because since we've been here, I still look forward to those things, but because there's so much more there's to discover, there's also so much more to start researching and thinking about, and I'm getting excited about so much of it. Canada, I'm really looking forward to Canada.
Oh, yeah, Pete. There are acres and acres of things to discover, aren't there? It's marvellous. And, Peter, I suppose once you hit the Mississippi finally, is it a bit of a doddle just floating down, or is it not like that?
No, I think it's a bit of a doddle. Once you get onto the Mississippi, it's very wide, and the only thing you've really got to watch out for are the hundreds and thousands of barges. It just is a fantastic highway.
Yeah.
So, that's a big thing that you've got to be aware of. But no, I think, mostly I think one of the things that stood out for me was once I started to look at it is the age of some of the locks and canals that we're going through that, were built in the late 1700s and early 1800s. And they're still working today. It's phenomenal.
But she's an old boat, Jim. She's 1987, so she's a bit of a classic. So we don't want to push her too hard.
No, not hard at all.
No, she's got experience, though. That's the main thing.
Yes.
So we're going to have to catch up with you, obviously, at a point in your journey, maybe when you're halfway around. So we'll look forward to doing that. So one fine day, you'll arrive back at the farm like Dorothy and say there's no place like home, Julie.
Yes, absolutely. And in some ways, even now, I'm looking forward to that because I love it there. But we have a little bit of a frisson of anxiety that we're going to be there and get stuck back into our normal routines. And then we're going to think, well, what's next? What's the next adventure?
We'd be looking for a different adventure, maybe a cruise around Australia or something a bit closer to home.
Tons to do on the Kauri Coast anyway, and that Kaipara Harbour is a marvel in itself. Also undiscovered by most New Zealanders, I suspect, Julie.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, you're right there. It's a gem and people don't really understand how lovely it is. But I think that's what makes it so nice. So we don't really want too many people coming and discovering it as well, because then it would be changed. So don't come.
Well, you're early on a marvellous adventure. It just sounds incredible that the two of you are doing this. And I'm sure many people would want to do the same thing. But I imagine I don't discount all the organisation required and also the expense. But no, it's fantastic. All the best. How do you wish a sailor luck, Peter? What's the best thing to say to you?
Safe passage.
Yeah. Safe passage. Lovely to talk to you both. All the best for the months ahead. And as I said, we'll stay in touch and we look forward to talking with you again.
Lovely. Yep. Thanks very much, Jim. Lovely to talk to you.
Thanks, Jim.